Most of the country is also rejecting Mr. Trump's call to reopen the economy as quickly as possible, even at the cost of exposing people to greater health risks. By a 21-point margin, voters said the federal government should prioritize containing the coronavirus, even if it hurts the economy, a view that aligns them with Mr. Biden. Just a third of voters said the government should focus on restarting the economy, even if that entails greater public health risks. That debate could become a central focus of the campaign in the coming weeks as coronavirus outbreaks grow rapidly in a number of Republican-led states that have resisted the strict lockdown measures imposed in the spring by Democratic states like New York and California. Mr. Trump's job approval on race relations was just as dismal. 61% of voters said they disapproved of Mr. Trump's handling of race versus 33% who said they approved. By a similar margin, voters said they disapproved of his response to the protests after the death of Mr. Floyd. The poll suggests most voters were rejecting that binary choice as well as Mr. Trump's harsh characterization of protesters. Large majority said they had a positive overall assessment of both the Black Lives Matter movement and the police. The picture of Mr. Biden that emerges from the poll is one of a broadly acceptable candidate who inspires relatively few strong feelings in either direction. He is seen favorably by about half of voters and unfavorably by 42%. Only a quarter said they saw him very favorably, equaling the share that sees him in very negative terms. Mr. Trump, by contrast, is seen very favorably by 27% of the voters and very unfavorably by 50%.